You're listening to our rolling coverage on Radio Islam International. All roads lead to Arafah this morning, Al-Hajj al-Arafah. The most essential act and rite of Hajj is the wukuf and the standing on the plains of Arafah. And we speak to a Haji, Mulana Muzammil Biluch, who will chat to us about his Mina experience and also the expectation, the anticipation, the emotions as the Hujjaj move to the plains of Arafah. Mulana Muzammil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the airways of Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair for having me.
Mulana, perhaps you could begin by sharing with us a bit about yourself and how was it possible that you found yourself amongst the 60,000, a selected small group of people, despite the entire world desiring. Allah had chosen just 60,000 that would perform Hajj this year, and you amongst them.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Honestly, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, and from the du'as of my parents and my teachers and asatida, and I don't know who else ever made du'a, but this is what happened, alhamdulillah. And also, I'm currently working here in Saudi Arabia, so because it was open for people who are residents and citizens here, alhamdulillah, I had an opportunity to apply, and I was accepted, alhamdulillah.
So what sort of work are you involved in?
Currently, I'm working in government administration capacity.
Alhamdulillah. How was the application process for yourself?
Alhamdulillah, the process is very straightforward. It was easy, but it was simple, but not easy. So basically, you put in your name and you put in, they have a website, you put in your name, you have to have been vaccinated, you have to have had not been affected by the pandemic in recent 2 weeks. And then there was just a filtering process, and they would let you know, I think within 2 weeks afterwards, whether or not you were accepted. I think they said the capacity for Hajj this year is 60,000, but they reached, I believe, around 600,000 applicants.
Yes, that is the nature of Hajj. The call from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that everyone yearns and desires to respond to. So we are now into day two of Hajj, the first part of Hajj, the first day, which is the wukuf in Mina. Tell us about your experience.
Alhamdulillah, so far so good. Because of the limited capacity and because of all the precautions that the Ministry of Hajj has taken, alhamdulillah, it's going very smoothly. Everything, there's a little bit of a change. If people who are aware of Hajj before, you will see, obviously, there's less people. There's no one is allowed to walk. People are all transported by bus. It's limited capacity in the rooms, limited capacity on the mataf, on the sa'i. Everything is quite, I would say, restricted, but with caution.
Yes. Over the years, you know, viewing Hajj over the imagery that comes out year on year, do you feel that your experience is somewhat different from what the average Haji may have experienced in the past?
I think it's definitely different, but in a good way. Alhamdulillah, you know, we're blessed in this way. There's always, when you go for Hajj, there's this feeling of camaraderie, and there's this feeling of unity. And part of Hajj is the people and the amount of, you know, hustle and bustle that happens. It's part of the Hajj process. But alhamdulillah, this Hajj is quite unique because there's less of that traffic and there's less people. But everyone who is here is in the Hajj mode and everyone is with focus. And I think it does have its benefits as well, because you're not too concerned or worried or some people disturbed by the volume of people and the noise, and you can focus more on your ibadah that way as well.
There's been a lot of protocol that has been put in terms of, you know, logging into apps to get your slot for entry into the Haram, for Umrah, and other necessary amenities. Do you foresee these protocols remaining for the future?
Honestly, I'm not in the right person to ask this because I don't know what they have in, you know, for the future. But I would say that everyone's learned somewhat of a lesson in regards to how to crowd control and how to facilitate the process of Umrah and Hajj. I think personally, I don't think it will go back to exactly the way it was before. I think everyone has learned a lesson from the pandemic, and in terms of registering individuals for their Umrah and for the Hajj, or even to go to the Rawdah. I think the administration, possibly they've looked at this and said, you know, there is a way of managing it better, and this might be the way forward.
Yes. Talk to us about the last 24 hours from the commencement of your Hajj.
Sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
Can you perhaps take us through what has transpired since the commencement of your Hajj? How has the last 24 hours been? How has your time in Mina been?
Alhamdulillah, the last 24 hours has been very good. I'm currently in Riyadh, so we traveled from Riyadh to Mecca. We were at the Miqat. Alhamdulillah, it's been so far so good. It's quite, the feeling right now is anticipation because it is the day of Arafah. In terms of preparation, you know, everyone has had the vaccine. They are always checking at checkpoints. Before we even got into Mecca, there was a last checkpoint that they wanted to see everyone had been vaccinated, had their Hajj permits. And there's a lot of precaution ongoing. And alhamdulillah, reaching here, the mataf, I would say that the mataf here, compared to previous years, it's quite empty. I got the feeling that it was like an Umrah. I've been for Umrah, alhamdulillah, here as well because I am living here. And it's just the amount of people that were on the mataf, even though it was you know, the first day and everyone was supposed to do Tawaf al-Qudum. People, there were still very few people there as well. Like I said previously, it did give you an opportunity to focus more on your ibadah, your dua, your dhikr, not to be too concerned and not to be distracted by everything else and everyone else. Alhamdulillah, now we reached Mina. We were in Mina from yesterday. It's quite peaceful, alhamdulillah, right now. They are not allowing us to leave the camps itself. So once you're in, you're in, and you can't leave because, you know, they want to make sure that in terms of where people are and restrictions, so on and so forth. So alhamdulillah, right now we're just waiting. The buses will come around 7-8 a.m. to pick us up, and then we'll be heading to Arafah, inshallah. And this is the big day that everyone is waiting for.
Certainly. In terms of your expectations for Arafah, you know, the emotions with the waiting for Arafah, some of the du'as that you hope to be making, how have you prepared yourself for Arafah?
Yes, for Arafah, so, you know, the day is Al-Hajj Arafah, as you mentioned, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. So in terms of this day, for myself, I've many months ago, I had thought, inshallah, that I would be going. I had made plans to go for Hajj with another group and so on and so forth. But in terms of my preparation, it's very important, what I've learned from my shuyukh and asatidah, to create a dua list, to come prepared, not to do everything willy-nilly. So alhamdulillah, I have prepared a dua list. I have prepared, hopefully, mentally, spiritually, even physically as well, because it's the best day of the year to make dua and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever we want. So for myself, I've made a dua list. The people that have said to me, you know, make dua for me, I've retorted back to them and I've asked them, well, what dua specifically do you want? You know, and sometimes it takes them a second to tell me, okay, let me crystallize my thoughts and tell you exactly what I want. So whoever has asked me, I put their names on a list on one side and I've put their du'as on the other side as well. And obviously you have your other azkar and du'as that we want to make for the ummah, and you have comprehensive du'as that we'll make as well. But specifically the du'as that are for me, my family, my friends, my shuyukh, my asatidah, my satis, I put them on a list specifically so I don't forget. And inshallah, we'll see how the day of Arafah goes. I'm assuming it will be a little bit different from previous years, because this year they have assigned specific seating as well. So people who are going to Arafah, inshallah, the hajjaj that are going to Arafah, they'll have a specific seat where they will need to sit during the day of Arafah.
And then post-Arafah, is there an indication as to how the evening of Mina and Muzdalifah will be passed?
At this point, I would say that previously what they've done is they have assigned us already. They sent on the app or on text message, they've assigned you your specific space in Mina and Arafah. But for Muzdalifah, at this point in time, nothing has been assigned, or at least I have not received anything. So I would say that at this point, Muzdalifah will be a free-for-all, and it will go as it usually does.
Mullah, we request your special du'as, the global pandemic of the coronavirus that has affected the entire globe, which continues to remain a challenge here in South Africa. Also, there has been very volatile conditions in recent days with looting and, you know, anarchy that had unfolded. Things are more or less calm, but we request that you being our ambassador there, an ambassador of the Ummah on the plains of Arafah, we request that you make du'a for the Muslims of South Africa.
Barakallahu feekum. You know, the people of South Africa, my shuyukh, my asatida, my satis, my friends, they are very dear and near to me and my heart and to my family as well. And I'm watching what's going on in South Africa pre-pandemic, currently what's going on as well. I will definitely keep everyone in my du'as. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect everyone in South Africa, everyone who is affected by this pandemic, everyone who is affected by how volatile the situation is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give everyone in South Africa and the world food security, safety, amana, and peace of mind as well in this very volatile situation.
Mullah, Jazakumullah khair for the very detailed and comprehensive update. We request your du'as for the remaining days of your Hajj. We look forward to chatting to you again, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Muzammil Baluch, currently performing Hajj, a resident and expat of Riyadh, chatting to us about his Hajj experience. They're currently on the plains of Mina, waiting to be moved to Arafah. Can you recall that experience of the movement towards Arafah? It is certainly one of the highlights of Hajj. Alhamdulillah, I thank and praise Allah, Rabbul Izzah, that I had the opportunity of performing Hajj twice. And as I sit here chatting to you this morning, I'm recollecting and having flashbacks to the once when I walked and the second time when I traveled with the bus. There's certainly a great deal of expectation, a great deal of concern, trepidation as you wait for the big day. You know, in the past, there was always the concern whether you'd reach there and whether your bus would come there on time.